Now joined by head coach Akili Waddle, making our way over to Gilman City. Talk some Hawks basketball for the first time this season. The Lady Hawks, they had a jamboree back. How far ago is this? 2 weeks from tonight is when the Lady Hawks played in a jamboree over at Green City. 6 nights ago, played at Princeton. They have tonight's off. I'm sure they'll have practice or they'll go watch the boys because the Lady Hawks, they will right after school play Maysville tomorrow at 4:30, first round game from the Gallatin tournament. Coach Waddle, how are things going this year?
Well, I mean, we've only had one real game, and that was against Princeton, and we did lose, and it was a tough game for us. But I really think that was first game jitters, and we did lose our number two scorer, graduated last year, so I'm really just looking for somebody to step up into that spot. I have many capable girls that are willing to do that. We just didn't have it all together when we seen Princeton.
Princeton has maybe the top returning talent in the GRC, at least, you know, somebody who's in that discussion at Addie Henke, especially with her controlling the ball as she does from the point. How difficult of a stop was she for your team last Tuesday, Coach?
She really did a number on us, but it wasn't really from the point guard stance of things. They more were hitting her on the assist, and she was able to throw up a long two, and she has a wonderful shot, so they all went in for her.
So Coach Richmond pretty much went with her as the two guard, getting her the ball instead of having, gotcha. Oh, something to look forward to for that. You mentioned how you did lose your number two scorer to graduation. What do you have coming back? It sounds like there are some reasons for optimism with the Lady Hawks this year. Kind of tell me about your roster and what you have coming back.
I have one senior, Maddie Malone. She's coming back. My four juniors and three sophomores and one freshman. And I have a pretty, that's nine girls, and I could put any one of them in there at any minute. They all have great work ethic, but what I'm really looking for right now is a couple more girls to put points on the board.
So is the strength of the team right now your ability to defend? Do you kind of feel like defense can keep you competitive in a lot of these games before the offense kind of catches up?
Yes, I do. We were a tough defensive team last year, and I think we'll be coming back with that. We have a lot of speed, and we are aggressive. So that's just really, we're running with it, and we're hoping that our defense will carry us until our offense really starts to fall into place.
What did you kind of, what did you discover about the girls, or what did the girls discover about themselves? What were the discussions coming off that jamboree 2 weeks ago over at Green City?
The jamboree gave us really high hopes. We did lose both of our games, but our game against Green City, that was a close game, 15-19. I only had, like I said, I'm having trouble with scores. I only had three girls put up points during that game, so that really hurt. And then when we seen Putnam, I had four girls score, and that was a big thing. We discussed scoring, taking better shot opportunities, and really pushing the ball to the basket. Being a small team, we don't have much height, so we have to be choosy on where we take the ball in at.
Yeah, you kind of hit the nail right on those where I was going to go, because if you're having trouble scoring the ball, you're not going to wake up overnight and all of a sudden go from a team scoring 30 points a game to 70 points a game. So if it's going to be a team that struggles to score the ball a little bit, your shot selection is going to be a really important aspect to success this year.
Yes, it is, and that's what we've been going over. I mean, we've had quite a few practices since we played Princeton. We have another long practice tonight before we go watch the boys, and that's really just what we're working on, is shot opportunities, improving our shots, and just taking the ball to the basket any opportunity we can get.
Is there any information that you have on Maysville, or just your early thoughts on that game tomorrow, Coach?
I just have a little information, but it's from last year, being so early in the season. I'm just hoping that our defense plays well, because I recall they had some outside shooters last year.
So I'm looking at this bracket here. You're obviously a 5 seed. And, you know, 5-4, as I mentioned, you know, 5-4, you figure that to be the most competitive game of the four. We'll see if that holds or not. There is not a 7th-place game in this tournament. Are you looking at it and saying, if we can get to, you know, consolation final, 3rd-place final, championship game, we can get to one of those games, it'll be a successful week? Is that one of the goals for Gilman City going into the Gallatin tournament, do you have to believe?
Yes, it is. And I know every coach wants to get to that championship game. And there's days that I believe we could get to that championship game, but what I'm really setting on right now is getting to that 3rd-place game.
Yeah, and in order to do that, you got to get through Maysville first, right?
Yes, we do.
What's the biggest challenge with playing? You get so used to playing it like that 6 o'clock when you get into the ebb and flow of the season. 4:30 comes really soon after school lets out. What's the biggest challenge in getting the girls ready about an hour and a half earlier than usual?
It is a big challenge, and it's a change up. And just we're leaving school early that day, about 5-10 minutes early before school even releases. So girls need to be ready. We need to be in game mode the minute we step on that bus, because we play in less than an hour.
Well, and the girls are going to have to stay in that mode, because win or lose, you play at that same 4:30 hour. I'm sure that's something you've noticed already.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Consolation semifinal Wednesday at 4:30. Championship semifinal Thursday at 4:30. That's the way things look here for the Gilman City Lady Hawks this week. Coming up next week, I'm having to dig into my December calendar here a little bit. Have a trip to Union Star Tuesday the 6th, a trip to Pattonsburg on Friday the 9th. We'll talk about those next week. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck over at Gallatin this week.
Thank you.